The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, it is the JV Show. I am Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
We are missing Selena today. Yeah. We're not really missing her because we don't like miss her because we see her all the time. So it's like, I'm glad she's not here. No, I'm just kidding. We are missing Selena.
And you're seeing her.
She is traveling down to Cabo today. She's getting married on Saturday. Ooh. So we're all very excited for her. We were extremely excited until we checked the weather report. Her beach wedding. Now that she's not here, we should talk about that really quick. Now that she's not here.
Okay.
Yesterday we were kind of sugarcoating a little bit, like, I'm sure it's just going to be a little sprinkle, even though it showed solid rain basically every day. And I'm flying down there tomorrow, and it showed solid rain basically Saturday through the foreseeable future. Mm-hmm. And mine showed like 80 or 90% chance of rain at every hour across the entire day. And her weather report was showing her like, well, it looks like it's going to be done in the morning on Saturday. I didn't have the heart to tell her that mine should rain just solid all the way through, all day, all the way through the ceremony, the reception. And Chidi's looking now. You can give us the updated weather report. But let's not sugarcoat it now, because yesterday I feel like we were really going, yeah, you're right. I don't think it's going to rain. It's probably just a little sprinkle. It'll be fine, but it's going to flood, right?
Because we were trying to send her dry vibes. That's what she wanted us to do. Send little... Do some rain dances or and the opposite of?
Right, and we tried that yesterday, but now that she's not here, cut the crap. What does your gut tell you?
It's going to rain all day.
It's going to rain all day, every day, pretty much.
Like everybody's going to be soaked at the wedding? Like I'm going to be out there in a wet tee contest because I'm going to be in a suit?
I mean, you could put like plastic bags over it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Poncho wedding.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That sounds fun.
You should record one of those videos, you know, like in the movie Step Up when they're like dancing in the rain and they're just like,
oh my God,
stomping on the water.
Do you think there's any chance in the world I've ever seen whatever movie you just Step Up? I look like a guy that sits down on Friday night to watch a movie called Step Up?
I mean, yeah, you do a little bit.
No, get out of here.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Still young. I don't know what Miley Cyrus is talking about. We're all still very, very young here. Mm-hmm. This is the JV Show. I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
We are missing Selena today. She's off getting ready for her wedding, which is Saturday in Cabo. And I'm going to be flying down tomorrow to get really drunk.
Yeah, you got a haircut for it.
I got a haircut yesterday. And that's one of the things I look forward to every time I get a haircut is coming in here and Selena making fun of said haircut.
But are you going to get a spray tan too?
Chidi, look at me. I don't need a spray tan. Actually, I do because... My forearms are really tan, but the rest of me is not. All right, we were just in the last segment. We were talking about questions you need to ask on a first date, according to a therapist. And we've got a talk back on some. One of the questions was, what's the most influential book, TV show, or movie on your life? We've got to talk back about that.
Hey, y'all. It's Christina. I wanted to say good morning. And I was listening to the questions that Graham was asking the ladies. I would say the most influential movie that has impacted my life is Pay It Forward. That movie is amazing. And then I would say second is Click with Adam Sandler.
Pay It Forward and Click. Have either of you seen either of those movies?
I've seen Click, not Pay It Forward.
And did it influence your life?
No.
Drastically.
I don't really remember the movie.
Me either.
I'm just going to be honest, I haven't seen either. I have not seen either of those movies.
I think of you as somebody who watches a lot of movies or has seen a lot in the past. So I'm really surprised today to hear of all of these that you haven't seen.
My current TV show and movie like watch list has grown so long because I haven't. There's so many things. I'm like, oh, can't wait to watch that. And then I forget to watch it. And then I don't. And then I run out of time and I move on. And then you're like, do I really want to go back and start that series now? Everybody's already talked about it. Or the movie, you know, then you're on to the next thing. Mm-hmm. And I just forget about it. So I used to be better about watching stuff. But, you know, those pesky kids, they're a real time suck.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
I wasn't supposed to fire so quick. Gabby, pipe down. I wasn't done. I was too busy dancing the night.
Oh.
One thing I do want to go back to really quick before we get into today's hottest trending. By the way, it's the JV Show. Welcome in. I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Things sound a little different this morning because Selena is not here. She's jetting off to Mexico for her wedding. I will be jetting off tomorrow to go celebrate her wedding. We do need to talk about something major because I just checked something and there's something on the horizon and it looks like more than just a little.
It's like rain.
So we're going to do that coming up in a little bit. Also, it's a Throwback Thursday today. We're going to be doing throwback mixes at the top of every hour. So we got one coming up
so
next.
So much going on.
There's too much. And we got a lot of winning this morning. Doja Cat tickets at 7:50. Cirque du Soleil at 7:35 for the JV Show. Yep, nope. Trivia game. We better just
get right.
We got to just get right into trending. Jess.
You guys.
What is going on with Travis Kelce?
So Travis Kelce.
Trying to escape the Swifties.
Yep. He bought himself a new home in Kansas City. Just under $6 million.
Can't you buy the entire state of Missouri?
Oh, is it?
It's not.
Buy a home for everybody.
Kansas City is not in Kansas. Spoiler alert. It's in Missouri.
But according to TMZ, he's getting a place that's way bigger, more secluded than his current home right now. And obviously, we know that he's gotten a lot more attention because of his whole relationship, I guess, in quotes, with Taylor Swift. But he now thinks that his current home is far too accessible. He thinks it's becoming a tourist attraction.
Oh, because all the Swifties and all the paparazzi and everyone's just camping out front to see if Taylor Swift like walks out in the morning with her clothes all ruffled, wearing the same thing she wore the night before. Oh, yeah.
They're probably looking through the trash, trying to see like whatever they could find. I always find it crazy that people are just able to find where all of these celebrities live.
Yeah,
and the internet.
Yeah, I mean, but it's still weird.
It's got an answer for everything.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that Travis Kelce's coming from like a very small, like little modest neighborhood house. That dude's been making money for a long time in the NFL.
The Swifties didn't know who he was before.
Right, so.
And they didn't know where he lived probably. Yeah. So I don't think a lot of people were really camping out his outside of his house. And now there's probably, you know.
I did see pictures of it. He has a golf course.
Yeah, I was going to say, at that price, what's close, $7 million you said?
Yep, so 6 bedrooms, 6 baths.
at that price in Kansas City, I mean, you're buying up the entire...
A waterfall.
Oh, yeah, there's a waterfall.
A tennis and pickleball court.
Of course.
Wow.
Of course.
Must be nice.
Must be nice. Do you think the Swifties are mildly offended that he's buying a new mansion just to get away from them?
I saw some comments on Twitter where they're like, yes, Taylor. Like, they're so happy for her that she's...
They think that's where she's going to go nest.
Yeah.
And,
I think so.
And settle down.
I think they just want her to be treated right, and they think that he's going to be the one to do it. Yeah. So.
Let's make our predictions now. How long does this relationship last? Jess?
5 months.
Five months. Okay, that's short.
I think after February, it's going to start.
So you think it goes all the way through
through
the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Oh.
Chiefs could be in that Super Bowl. Yeah, I think the part of the partnership agreement with Pepsi and the NFL, Taylor Swift's going to have to date
and
Travis.
Amazon Prime.
They're going to have to cut to a shot of her in Super Bowl box suite, and then they call it off after that. I think that's a pretty good... I think I'm going with Chidi on this one.
I think
it goes through the whole NFL season.
Do you think they'll do a commercial?
At halftime?
Yeah, for the
Super Bowl.
Yeah, for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
No air.
Graham with the vocals.
Hard to breathe if there's no air.
That's accurate.
Wild 94.9, it's the JV Show. Happy Thursday. Welcome in, everybody. Woo! I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Once again, Selena is not with us this morning because she is traveling off to Mexico for her wedding this Saturday. We are all so excited for her. And there's been, unfortunately, a major, major development in regards to her wedding that we do need to discuss this morning. But first, a shout out.
Ooh.
Got somebody sliding into my DMs. This is a husband or boyfriend sliding into my DMs. It says, hey, Graham, sliding into your DMs late night. Was hoping you could give my girlfriend Maya an anniversary shout out. We're usually in the car listening from 7 to 7:50. I love you, baby.
Oh.
I'm glad I get to share my commute with you. It makes that hour of traffic bearable.
Oh, that is cute.
And that is from Jesus Ponce. So happy anniversary, you two lovebirds. And appreciate you guys listening to the show. And appreciate you sliding into my DMs. Now, I gave Selena a bit of a hard time yesterday on the show. Because she said her and her man could not decide on a good first dance song.
Yep.
And she had pitched an NSYNC song, and he shot it down. And so thank you to everybody that left us talkbacks yesterday. Literally hundreds of talkbacks came in with different first dance song suggestions. And I know Selena didn't get to listen to all of them, but she shot them down mostly just bang, one after the next after the next. And I suggested, you know, this would probably be a good first dance song.
It's like rain.
Because while I checked the weather a few days ago, it showed nothing but sunshine. Mm-hmm. And wow, your wedding in Cabo is going to be 85 degrees and sunny and perfect. And then I checked, you know, yesterday, and it was showing a lot of rain. It was like, wow, there's a lot of rain for Saturday, a lot of rain for Sunday, a lot of rain for Monday. It just looked like rain for the foreseeable future. Well,
but before that, you joked about it.
Now, here's where we can decide if I did, in fact, jinx this, because off air, Jess made this comment to Selena, like, wow, for getting married 2 days from now, you seem really relaxed. You don't seem stressed out. I just said, I thought I'd be like, if it was my wedding, I'd be in a panic right now. Mm-hmm. There's so much stuff. And I said, you know what I'm just totally joking. I said, you know what you really need to be worried about is that tropical storm that's blowing in. And Selena looked at me like, And I was like, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be great. Mm. Well, there's an update.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Hurricane Norma has now strengthened to a Category 3 storm. A Category 3 storm is a major hurricane with sustained winds of 125 miles an hour. Norma strengthened as of last night. It continues its track northward towards Mexico and portions of Baja California Sur, which is, of course, where Cabo is. And when you look on the map, this thing is going right at Cabo, and it is big and mean. Norma does not look friendly.
Oh, no, Norma, why this weekend? Graham, are you worried about your flights?
First of all, I'm worried for, you know, Selena and all the guests being able to get there and the wedding. And I hope that, you know, this thing turns and misses. Secondly, I'm worried for myself because did I jinx? You did.
Well,
yeah, but it was just a little joke about a little rain and then, you know, the tropical storm joke. And anyway, and then I did also think, I texted my wife this morning. I was like, whoa, I wonder if this is going to impact our flight either in or out of there. I think everybody yesterday was supposed to do a dry vibes dance and they accidentally did the rain hurricane dance.
Yeah, that could be
And so that's our problem right
I'm still
now.
Gonna blame it on you, Graham. I think you manifested it.
You did. You spoke into existence.
Have that kind of power. I don't have that connection with the weather gods. But
because didn't say it started yesterday.
It did start intensifying right after I made that joke, almost to the minute. All right, everybody, think dry vibes, thoughts dry vibes, for Selena's Cabo wedding. So it's going to be great. It's going to be perfect. I love it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It is the JV Show on Wild 94.9. I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Sheedy.
And again, we want everybody putting out those dry vibes. Do your anti-rain dance for our buddy Selena. She's not on the show this morning because she's traveling down to Mexico for a wedding. We did learn in the last segment, checking the weather, that Hurricane Norma is on track to make a landfall in Cabo at some point over the next couple of days. But it's going to be fine, you guys. It's going to be fine. Nobody panic. It's totally fine. I'm not panicked at all. Oh my God, I'm freaking out.
Graham, this is not looking good for you. Look, because you're the one that predicted it.
I did make a tropical storm joke, not knowing that there was a chance of a tropical storm actually forming. So my apologies to Selena and to Norma. All right, it is time now to play the JV Show Yep Nope game. Let's go to the phones. Who do we got playing today? Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Chrissy.
Hi, good morning, Chrissy. How are you?
I am great. How are you guys?
We're doing fabulous. What percentage chance do you think that Hurricane Norma blasts Selena's wedding to smithereens?
25.
Okay, that's good. Let's be optimistic. It's going to be a very low percentage chance. I think right around 95%.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
Oh, my gosh, Graham.
All right, Chrissy, we've got you on this morning to play our Yep Nope game. We've got two tickets to Cirque du Soleil's Cooza. It's playing from January 17th through March 17th under the big top at Oracle Park in San Francisco. You know how this game works. We are going to ask you four trivia questions. All you got to do is get three of those questions correct.
Ooh, let's do this.
Are you ready? Correct answer there would have been yep, but, you know, it's all right. It's all right. That's not an official question. All right, Chrissy, question number one. What mountain range stretches all the way from Canada down to New Mexico?
Rockies?
Yep.
The Rocky Mountains, that's correct. All right, one for one. Question number two. Understanding and addressing climate change has become a central mission for the EPA in the United States. What does EPA stand for? Any guesses? I lost you there.
Uh-oh.
Environmental Protection Agency.
There you are.
Yep.
Coming through strong with that answer.
Did you cheat?
Jeannie's got a quizzical look on her face. Like, where did that answer come from? I believe in Chrissy. I believe in her. It's good. Climate change.
You know what? I was on speakerphone. I just turned you off speaker.
There you go. See?
Okay.
Wipe that look off your face,
Jeannie. Give me that one.
She's got it. Two for two. All right. Question number three. In the animated Disney classic Pinocchio, what kind of animal is Figaro?
Figaro's a cricket.
Nope.
Oh.
That's the cat. That's Geppetto's cat.
Is the cricket Figaro. Is Jiminy.
Right? The Jiminy. The Jiminy cricket, right?
Yeah, Jiminy cricket, yeah.
All right, Chrissy, you need this final question to win the game and win these Cirque du Soleil tickets. Question number four, you've got this one. Finish this Taylor Swift song lyric. I knew you were trouble when you blank.
I think you need to sing it.
I knew you were trouble when you. Is it double or fellas?
I knew you were trouble when you. What was that person doing?
Cheating on her.
That part's probably. I'll give you a yep for that, but that's not the answer you're looking for. Any guesses before I hit you with the nope?
Oh, no.
Nope.
I knew you were trouble when you walked in. I knew you were trouble when you walked in. That's a, you know, even I know that one.
Okay. I don't think I would have gotten that.
Okay, that's fair enough. You're not a true Swiftie, I guess, like me. All right, Chrissy, thank you for playing the JV show Yep Nope game. We're going to put you on hold. You better do some sweet talking to Chidi. Mm-hmm.
I will do some great sweet talking.
People have been known to sweet talk her up because we do want to see you get to go to Cirque du Soleil's Cruz.
I would love to go and see Cirque du Soleil. I love them so much.
It's an awesome show. Tickets are on sale now at CirqueDuSoleil.com. If you yourself want to go, and you should, it's going to be an incredible show. Again, playing January 17th through March 17th.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Look, I've been joking around about it a little bit yesterday and then a little bit today that because if you haven't noticed, Selena's not here today. She's traveling down for her wedding, which is in Cabo. And yesterday I joked, you know, that the forecast showed a little bit of...
It's like rain.
And, you know, a little jokey jokes, and then we checked the weather today, and then we realized that there's a Category 3 hurricane, a.k.a. Hurricane Norma, which is bearing down on that spot. And, look, I'm actually starting to get, jokes aside, I'm starting to get a little bit worried about this. My dad just texted me. I'll read you the text because he sent me a screenshot of the hurricane path and like it shows you the different color intensities of the storm. And he said, you are going directly into the path of the hurricane at the exact time it's supposed to arrive. Now, I was supposed to fly down. Selena's flying down today, or unless she flew down yesterday. But anyway, she's on her way down to Mexico, if not already there. And I was going to fly down tomorrow, my wife and I. And I actually am starting to get a little worried about this.
Yeah.
Not only for our buddy Selena, because we've been building to this point, you know, for her to have this magical wedding for so long, but also, and maybe more importantly, I don't get too many vacations where it's just my wife and I and no kids. And I've had this marked in my calendar for a little while, you know, going through this resort in Cabo and all inclusive.
Free drink, yes.
I was going to hammer down, I don't know, a couple thousand margaritas.
By the pool.
Right, and have a great time. And now I'm a little worried.
Get a nice tan.
Hurricane Norma is going to throw things off. Yikes. So everybody say a little
dry vibes
prayer. Yeah. Let's hope this thing takes a turn another direction at the last minute. All right, I do want to talk about this. It's a Thursday. We do a little ladies' room segment on the JV show. So I want to throw a topic out to you ladies and to you listening. Feel free to leave us a talk back on the free iHeartRadio app. So this guy wrote into a little kind of advice blog, and he says he asked his girlfriend why she dates me. And the reason that he asked her this is because he says, at best, I'm a 4 and my girlfriend is a 10.
Mm-mm. Whoa, so, big difference.
Yeah, he said, when I asked her why she was going out with me, she said it was because I was less likely to cheat on her than some handsome guy. He said I would never cheat on her regardless, but I do feel slightly insulted. How do you guys feel about this? And would you, a lot of people in the comments were like, bro, she's already cheating on you with that kind of an answer.
Yeah.
But would you rather be dating a guy that was way hotter than you? Like male model, just super ripped, just super, super super handsome guy, like a beyond 10. Or would you rather date somebody that's less hot than you?
I'm going to say hotter.
I'm going to say, yeah, because I have to be attracted to you. If I'm not attracted to you, then there's...
But also...
Great personality. What if he's got great dad jokes?
I feel like if he's hotter, then you can be like, yep, I got him. Like, that's my man right there. And show them off. And then, you know, just let people wonder how you got them.
But they're more prone to cheat, though.
Right. Would you have that fear that there are going to be, maybe he's not more prone to cheat, but that there are more women that are going to be trying to...
Keeping their
eyes
on
him. There will be, yeah.
I feel like it's a
guarantee that there will be like more people trying to shoot their shot. But honestly, in this day and age, it's like you, a 2 or a 10, you don't know anymore.
True.
Like somebody could cheat at any level of the scale.
If I'm asking myself this question... And I applied it to my own life, which I did. My wife is way hotter than me. I would way rather date somebody. I'd way rather date somebody way hotter. No. I just...
I want to like show you off, but you post you on my Instagram story, let people know.
But how would you guys feel if your significant other was like, oh, I'm only dating you because you're less attractive than me?
Incredibly insulting.
I would break up with you.
I think I would break up
with you. First of all, you think I'm lower than what I think I am? That's crazy.
And you want your person... to think about you in the light that you are out of their league.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? You guys both kind of want to be viewing each other in that light. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's, to me, that would be the nice way. But somebody's always better looking. We know who it is.
In my case,
it's my wife.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I know that.
Yeah,
but in other relationships, you know, with other couples, we've all judged. Like,
what about
whoa.
You, Jess? Are you the better looking or Ruben?
Yeah, who's better looking?
I'd say he's the better looking one.
Yeah, I agree.
With that shirt, though.
not with some of his fashion choices. All right, Jess, throw something in here in our meeting in the ladies' room.
So a woman was seeking revenge on her cheating ex.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And so she shared a TikTok draft of them together, right? She vowed that she would never post this online, but she was like, he cheated. So this is what you get now. And it's a video of them dancing to a TikTok song. They're both in clay masks, wearing pajamas, and just dancing to this like very girly song.
By the way, you can see this video at thejvshow.com.
Yep, it's posted there. So go check it out, Graham, and everybody listening. But do you guys think that this is a satisfying way of getting your revenge, embarrassing the person that cheated on you?
Yes, but I wouldn't embarrass him in this way. I don't think this is really embarrassing, to be honest.
Oh.
It's unless
yeah.
So you want to do more.
Yeah, definitely.
But also, because part of you is like, yeah, this is great. Do anything. It's fair game, right? They cheated on you. You can do whatever you want to expose them. You can expose them as a cheater to their friends or whatever. Or you could post a video like this that's more just, to me, this is like letting them off a little light. Like Chidi said, it's like kind of like lighthearted. And it's a little bit embarrassing. But also, somebody cheats on you, don't you want to just like, whoosh, they're erased from your...
Graham, we're girls. We hold on to, you know...
See, pettiness.
But I am definitely the type of person that's like, I'll hold on to it, but I won't let you know that I've held on to it. Like, you are going to think that I moved on from you, like, in a day, and you're going to think that I'm living my best life, even if I'm crying every night.
Right.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
You want to let them know. You want them to be like, you're not even on my radar anymore. Yeah. Like, you don't occupy
I feel like there's like a point in between that era where you're like trying to get back at them first, and then until you know, do that. Ignoring.
So the steps are get back at him first and then ignore him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The show does sound a little different this morning. We are without our best buddy, Selena. She is traveling down to Cabo for her wedding this weekend. We are thinking very good thoughts. Not that their marriage needs them. They are a rock solid couple. They're actually technically already married. But the ceremony was going to be this weekend in Cabo. And then we learned this morning about Hurricane Norma, which is headed Cabo's way, kind of like right at the time that this wedding was going to take place. And I've heard that there are flight cancellations happening and things. So let's just think good thoughts that thing's just going to think dry vibe thoughts. And hopefully I'm like so stressed out for Selena right now.
I know.
So worried. But all right, everybody think collectively. Let's think positive and it'll all work out. Dry as can be. Dry as a bone.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, Jess, what did you want to talk about?
So,
let me guess, Britney Spears?
Yeah.
I knew it. It was Britney or Jada.
Britney or Jada.
It's one of the two.
There's been a lot of talk about both of them, but we're continuing it because there are speculations, you guys. Well, there has been speculations for so long now that Britney Spears did cheat on Justin Timberlake, you know, back in the day, back in 2003.
A long time ago.
Yeah. When they dated. Yeah. So, and, you know, this was apparently a year after the duo parted ways is when he came out with the song Cry Me a River. And then Chidi was telling me this morning that
So she pretty much admitted to cheating on Justin Timberlake with her choreographer, Wade Robson.
I remember that name. That guy's been around for a while. Okay, so everybody assumed that Justin, Chidi's like, who? Everybody assumed that Timberlake's song Cry Me a River was in response to Britney cheating.
Yeah.
And then yesterday there were all these revelations are coming out because Britney Spears' memoir, The Woman in Me?
Yes, The Woman in Me.
The Woman in Me. Careful. The Woman in Me, all these excerpts are coming out about from her book, from this book, and we're learning all these different things. Are they just slowly releasing piece by piece here? Because, I don't know, yesterday it seemed like the sentiment was kind of anti-Justin Timberlake, and that she had gotten pregnant by him back then, and then they did not keep that because he was not ready to be a dad. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of shining a negative light on Justin Timberlake. That light may still be shining on him, but this sort of puts a little bit of the relationship problems back towards her, because not only did it sound like he may have cheated on her also during that relationship, but she cheated on him.
But do you think that he cheated first and then to get back at him, she cheated on him after?
I don't think that makes either situation any better, but that could be. So apparently she does share that she and Justin Timberlake agreed to move past the infidelity given the years that she was loyal to Justin and only had eyes for him. If somebody cheats on me, I'm not gonna be like, well, you've been loyal to me for this many years.
Yeah, you don't earn some, like, you know, time for good behavior.
Points. But what if it, like, cancels out, though? You know, like, he has to forgive her because he cheated on her in the past. So it's like, okay.
That is true. I mean, I guess that makes it a little bit more even, Steven, but that's not the foundation.
Right.
Foundation for a good relationship. That's
but they were young, you know? How old were they?
If you're just like, let me see, you've cheated on me three times, so now I get to go out and cheat on you three times.
I'm going to cash in my...
And then we're right back to a good place.
Some people think like that, though.
Well, I know. I mean, I understand the thought process, but you should also be thinking, like, this is not a good relationship.
Yeah.
All right. Quick reminder. Today's the Great California Shakeout. This happens every year at this time. It's a statewide earthquake drill. I think we're all thinking the same thing. We had our earthquake drill yesterday and there was an actual earthquake and we got that earthquake alert on our phones. But today at 10:19 is when millions of Californians are all going to make sure they are prepared and ready for the next big earthquake. Ooh. So again, at 10:19, you're supposed to drop and cover and hold on.
And roll.
No, that's fine.
No, that's if you're caught on fire. You don't need to roll.
Wrong one.
Yeah, don't roll.
A couple quick shout outs. I want to give shout out to the over 1,500 Bay Area students that all walked out of their classrooms yesterday in support of a ceasefire in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. There was a nationwide walkout that was held concurrently yesterday as well. Students from several different high schools across the Bay Area joined in. It's just an absolute horrifying situation. We all know that's going on right now in Gaza. I'm just glad to see young people getting out there and getting their voices heard. And then just a real quick shout out to the Las Vegas Aces. Last night they rallied to beat the New York Liberty to win the WNBA Finals. Back to back, they repeated. They won the title, and they won the title last year. So the first repeat champions in the WNBA in over 20 years. So congrats to the Las Vegas Aces.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, we got to talk about this, and unfortunately, it does not look like the news is getting any better for our buddy Selena. She's not in this morning because she is flying out today for her wedding in Cabo over the weekend, and I was supposed to fly out tomorrow morning to go celebrate in the festivities of it all, but we learned earlier this morning that Hurricane Norma is spinning right off the coast there with Cabo right in its path. The Hurricane Norma has now strengthened to a Category 4 storm with winds exceeding 130 miles per hour. And again, Cabo in its path. The government has already enacted a national emergency plan. More than 6,600 soldiers are being placed in high alert in the areas of Baja California and Baja California Sur because that's likely the path. Flash flooding is a really big fear from this. In addition to the high winds, they say 5 to 10 inches, as much as 15 inches even in some areas in some downpours. So flash flooding likely.
I don't know,
Sky Daddy, my guy. I was about to get a fun trip with my wife with no kids down to Cabo. And I was going to sit on the beach and drink a bunch of, you know, tropical drinks.
Free drinks.
And some free ones all, you know, the resort, all inclusive. I was very much looking forward to this. What the hell, guys?
So what do you even do now? Like, because you haven't, your flight hasn't gotten canceled yet, right?
Not that I know of, but isn't that going to happen? It doesn't look like, have you seen the picture of the storm?
Yep.
I mean.
Lots of red.
It's huge. It's the, and it looks like it arrives right when I was supposed to arrive. This is not.
Do you believe in manifestation now?
No, I don't. No. I didn't manifest this because I would never want this to happen. I made a joke about it, you know, yesterday, not knowing that there was actually going to be a tropical storm. I would never manifest this because obviously, Selena, we love Selena, so we're thinking good thoughts for Selena's wedding. Please. Everybody say, do some dry vibes, prayer dances, whatever we can. But
that's your special day, and I need to remain that way.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.